ran against Dan Boren in 2004, and on my signs, I said, Waylon Smalley, anti-tax. I'm not necessarily anti-tax. There are certain things that the government has a duty to do. It has a duty to protect us. It has a duty to make sure we have roads that we can drive on. It has no duty to take your money or my money and build a museum. That is not part of the public good. Our government has gotten out of control. Dan Boren ran on the thing of a lockbox. 10,000 people are going off of work and onto Social Security every day right now. It's going to keep growing. We cannot sustain the amount of money these people are spending. We cannot work that hard. I work a 10-hour shift, 60 hours a week to pay my portion of it. I'm mad that they're wasting it. I'm sure you're all mad that they're wasting it, and that's why we're here. Right now, it's a small group, but it's not a small group. There's 1,500 of these small groups around the United States right now. Tulsa has a larger crowd, but they have more population, and they've got a celebrity in there, but we're still part of them. We would have more people here today. Tom Coburn has town hall meetings in northeastern Oklahoma. He was in Grove this morning. He'll be in Miami and Vinita. So some of the folks in this part of the country are looking at him and asking him why he's not pulling the trigger and stopping this spending. So let's just get out there and wave some signs and see what kind of support we can get. And remember, they are going to be watching us. I said when I walked up, I was listening to Glenn Beck, and the Homeland Security under Barack Obama says that we're radicals because we don't want to pay more taxes than our fair share.
We look scary.
But they really do. They really will watch us. So we have to be on our best behavior. So no fingers back if they flip a finger at you. And one of the things is the stimulus. The way we can stimulate, before you leave town today, stop in a merchant, stop into the, and say you're part of a tea party and buy a Coke. Buy, leave a couple dollars here in town. That's how we stimulate the economy. That's all I have to say. Let's go out and be safe. Right. Don't anybody
don't
get hit by a car.
Don't buy a Pepsi.
Don't buy a Pepsi.
Here comes somebody else.